Track 19.
Hi everyone, and welcome once again to our News and Views programme. We have two charming guests today, Amy and Toby. They're going to talk to us about moving from the city to the country, or from the country to the city. Did you get that? Let's start with Amy. Tell us why you moved.
Okay. Well, I lived in the centre of a big, vibrant town, Exeter. I had a lovely top floor flat and a good job and a good social life. But one day I thought, hey, I want a garden. Then I began to notice things that annoyed me, like too much traffic, too much noise, pollution. I also began to feel crowded out by so many people. More and more people seemed to be tired and angry and intolerant. Exeter is such a beautiful place with lots of amenities, shops, theatres, cinemas, restaurants, but other things like peace and quiet, natural beauty, my own space out of doors, began to seem more important. So I moved, and I now live in a little thatched cottage by the sea.
Oh, it sounds idyllic. What do you think, Toby?
It sounds wonderful, but often the reality is not quite what you expect. I lived in the country, right in the middle of nowhere, and I couldn't wait to move to the city centre. I now live in Manchester, and I love it. The problem for me is that the countryside is beautiful, but beauty doesn't keep you company. There were no other young people around. It was complicated to go out to the cinema or even for a meal. The quietness got me down. Give me a bit of noise, I used to cry. I want people, traffic, noise. It makes me feel alive.
What about the pollution?
There's pollution in the country too. What about the aeroplanes and the fertilisers?
Don't you miss a garden?
I have a little balcony with some plants, but I'm not a natural gardener.
Good thing that you don't live together. Well, folks, what do you think? Town or country? The phone lines are now open. Call us right away.